Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. New York Times bestselling author John Romaniello called this one of the best events he had ever been to in his life. And we had the same type of comment from so many of our 400 Perfect Life Retreat attendees after the big event we just had in San Diego with Tim Grover, the author of Relentless, as our main speaker, my good friend Bedros Koulian, my other good friend and client Shanda Sumter, my friend Sharon Srivatsa, all of these amazing speakers, plus the legendary Joel Marion, the man who has a top five business podcast in the iTunes area in just 5 weeks of having his podcast, all were speakers, and it was a game-changing event. Today, I'm going to give you the top 15 takeaways. That's right, my top 15 lessons from the Perfect Life Retreat. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio and author of The Perfect Day Formula and the new book Unstoppable, which I released at the Perfect Life Retreat, along with these cool little buttons where you press them and it says action beats anxiety. Really, really cool. So we had an amazing event, and this podcast, the event, all of these are sponsored by my book. And you can get a free copy at freeperfectdaybook.com or get on the alert list for the new Unstoppable book at beunstoppablebook.com. That's beunstoppablebook.com. That book is coming out in January of 2019, and we are going to make that thing into a bestseller. So watch for the Unstoppable book coming out in 2019. But for now, get your copy of The Perfect Day Formula and dive in. Now, speaking of diving in, let's dive into the top 15 lessons from the Perfect Life Retreat. This event is built for high-performing entrepreneurs and executives, authors, athletes, and actors to come in and plan out their next year, to really get dialed in, to increase their mindset. Yeah, there's some motivation, but there is so much content there, and the massive, massive part are the connections. So one of the things that I do at this event is, unlike every event where you go and you don't know a lot of people, for this event, when you go and get your name tag at the event, there are three names on the back of your name tag introducing you to three people that you absolutely positively must meet over the course of the weekend. And that's why it's such a game changer, because now I've done the connections for you. And as an introvert, that is a huge, huge game changer. So we do the networking. We also have roundtables in the evening with podcast experts, sales experts, myself, business consultants, some of our actor clients, also real estate agents. So we have all of these roundtables for gurus in specific marketplaces so that you can bounce around and ask your questions. So all of that stuff brings me to the top 15 lessons. And it starts with number one, building off that connection mindset. And it comes from my friend Sharon Srivatsa. Sharon built Telus Properties, a real estate brokerage, from 300 agents to 3,000 agents in 5 years, 10xing it, literally 10xing it, breaking the needle, as he said, not just moving the needle. And it allowed him to sell that company to Douglas Elliman, a large real estate brokerage. And now Sharon is the CEO of Kingston Lane, a real estate app company. And here's his quote, lesson number one: transformation doesn't happen in isolation. Transformation doesn't happen in isolation. What that means is, listen, you're going to go to these events, and if you go back home and do nothing with the information and you do not stay connected to other people, you're not going to have a transformation, because transformation doesn't happen in isolation. You can't do this on your own. You have to be around other people. That's why you need to be in my mastermind group, my Unstoppable Business Mastermind group. That's why you need to be in my coaching programs, coming to my workshop, or you need to join the Empire Mastermind group if you have a seven-figure business and want to go to eight figures. So transformation doesn't happen in isolation. I knew this back when I was even doing my weight loss coaching, that people who joined a gym with other like-minded people, well, you're going to get better results than if you're doing this on your own at home, okay? So positive social support, professional accountability, you need to have that because transformation does not happen in isolation. All right, the next one was a big mindset shift, and it came from my friend Joel Marion, who did a presentation that might have been one of the most, well, contrarian, but also most divisive of the weekend, because he really dove into business numbers, and it wasn't everybody's cup of tea, I'll be honest. But for those people that did love it, it was their favorite hour of the weekend. My friend Rob Hanley said, man, if I came just for this, it was worth it. And Joel Marion has grown multiple seven-figure businesses and multiple eight and one nine-figure business. So he built a supplement company from $0 to $100 million in 18 months called BioTrust Nutrition. And he is one of the best salespeople in the planet. And Joel, who now has a podcast in the top five of business category on iTunes in only 5 weeks, and who grew his Instagram from $0 to 1 million followers in 4 months, here's his lesson, okay? Write this down. Income must come before impact. Income before impact. Now, I know what you're thinking. Listen, I don't want to make money. I just want to help the world. Well, even the Catholic Church needs money first before they can help the world. I mean, think of all the money that the Catholic Church gets from their congregation. And even any charity work that is out there and being done, it needs income before an impact can be made. So Joel says, go out and build your business and get some income, and then you can have a greater impact. If he didn't have all the money in the world, then he couldn't go and become immediately a top five business iTunes podcast, all right? You have to totally change your mindset. Every year we do this Toys for Tots event in Denver with my business partner, Matt Smith, and our friends from Early to Rise, and we buy over $100,000 worth of toys every year. Now, listen, we couldn't help all those kids with toys unless our businesses were profitable and making money. So income comes before impact. If you want to go out there and help your local animal shelter, well, you could try and raise some money, but it'd be way easier, way faster if you went and made a bunch of money and just took the money to them, okay? So it's total mindset shift. Speaking of mindset, we go to Tim Grover next. Tim Grover was the author of Relentless. He was the personal trainer to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And here is his big lesson. Your mind is like a muscle. It grows through pain and resistance. So if you think life is going to be easy and you avoid struggles, listen, you're never going to become your best self. You have to go and challenge yourself. And you are going to face resilience, but through that resilience, you are going to get better in life and dominate. So you absolutely positively must welcome resistance. Just like when, you know, this morning I've already done my bench press workout at 4 o'clock in the morning to film this podcast at 7 o'clock in the morning. And listen, there was resistance and my muscles will grow and I will get stronger. Just like when I went through my anxiety attacks, it made me stronger. My mind was like a muscle. It grew through that pain so that I could go out and change my life. Now, number four, we go back to Joel Marion with his very contrarian, challenging advice, and he said, know your numbers. Okay, if you're a business owner, you must know your numbers. You must know your cost per lead. You must know your conversion rate. You must know your average cart value, your lifetime value, your 30, 60, 90-day customer value. Otherwise, you're just guessing. And if you're just guessing, you're not going to be able to make the right decisions. And if you can't make the right decisions, you will not grow as fast as you want, and you will also not grow as big as you can. So Joel Marion challenged everybody there, and it was a painful lesson for a lot of people who just want to coast in life, making easy decisions and not doing the hard work. So I challenge you to step up and know your numbers. Number five, this one comes from the legendary Bally the Dog, who'd had a little video appearance, not a hologram. We weren't like Tupac. We weren't doing the holograms, but we did a video of my man, Bally the Dog, my dog, Bally the Dog. And he said in lesson four of his top five lessons that he shared was number four, never give up on what is important to you. All right, it was a quick little video of him eating out of his dog bowl. And I had to actually buy this dog bowl called a breakfast bowl. And a breakfast bowl is a blue bowl with three prongs in the middle of it, because he would often eat so fast he would throw up, because that's what labs do. They just love food. And so I bought this bowl, and in the bowl, the prongs stop him from eating the food as fast as possible. So, thing is, he would eat as fast as he could because he never gave up on what was important to him. He was always begging for food because he never gave up on what was important to him. Now, number six. Finally, Craig Ballantyne comes in here with one of the most important lessons I've been teaching for over 20 years. I've been teaching this for 20 years since I was in the weight loss world, business coaching world, online fitness world, online marketing world, writing book world, and it goes like this. Success is simple once you accept how hard it is. Success is simple once you accept how hard it is. This is what it means, that climbing Mount Everest, for example, is simple. You put one foot in front of the other, you get prepared, you follow the same path, you go at a certain time of year, you get the Sherpas. It's very simple. It's been done before. The thing is, it is super hard. It is one of the world's hardest things to do. But success is simple once you accept how hard it is. When you have that mindset, when you realize what stands before you is a difficult task, then you have a different mindset than if you think, oh, this is going to be easy. It's like the tortoise versus the hare, right? That old fable. The hare thought it was so easy that he could just have a nap. But the tortoise, slow and steady, won the race. So, success is simple once you accept how hard it is. It totally changes your mindset, gets you to do the work. Number seven, we go back to my friend Sharan Srivatsa, and he said, sell money at a discount. He did this really cool thing where he said, hey, if I have a $100 bill here, who will give me $80 for it? People didn't know what to say, but finally someone did, and then he had said, 80, I have 80, who will give me 40 for it? And he started doing this just to prove how valuable it is to sell money at a discount. What that means is, if you're a business coach, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're helping people make money, you need to help make them more money than you cost. Okay, I like to use this phrase I picked up from Dan Kennedy. Make sure you aren't stepping over dollars to pick up dimes. Most people will say, oh, I don't want to invest, you know, a couple thousand dollars in Craig's programs. And you are saving money, sure, by not investing, but you are not making the money you deserve. So you're stepping over dollars, the future earnings opportunity, to save dimes. And Sharan says, sell money at a discount. That's what I do as a coach. You give me $5,000, $10,000, $25,000, whichever coaching program you enter, and you're going to make a 10x return on it because I'm selling money to you at a discount. I'm giving you the opportunity to make $250,000, but you're only paying me $5,000 to $10,000. That's the mindset you must understand. And so selling money as a discount, if you're a coach, you must instill that mindset. Number eight, there comes a time when you will have to say, F you, watch me. Okay, this is from Tim Grover. He said, everybody has this F you moment in their life. And I apologize if you're offended by that. Tim didn't use what I'm saying. So there was a little bit of cursing at the event. I told everybody to keep it down. Bedros was the guy who really rocked the house with the F-bombs. But Tim Grover, in lesson number eight here, he says, there comes a time when you will have to say, F you, watch me. And that means you're going to have all these critics. It could be well-meaning critics like your parents. It could be naysayers or critics heckling you from outside. And you're just going to have to say, you know what? Forget about you. Watch me. And just do it, okay? He just did a interesting relentless message today. He always does these relentless tips on Instagram. And today he said, stop listening. That's right. Stop listening. Stop listening to the voices of others. And instead, just show them. Show them what you're going to do. My friend Matt Fury was a mentor to me back in 2007. He said, don't tell the world. Show the world. Show the world and then tell them, okay? So go out there, take your action and do it. Stop listening to voices and stop raising your voice. Just go out there and do it. Number nine, we go back to Sharan. He had so many good ones. And it was build an hour of power. Build an hour of power. He gave four 15-minute sections in an hour of power that would help you grow your business, grow your connections, grow your mindset, and have gratitude. And having those all those things together was this simple formula for an hour of power that people were like, oh, I get it. I totally get it. I can go and do this. The thing is, most people just want a simple formula for everything in life. That's why my 10-3-2-1-0 formula from my Perfect Day Formula sleep formula was so popular and it went viral around the world. I was interviewed in Russia and Australia and all over the place about this book concept about getting to sleep following the 10-3-2-1-0 formula. And Sharon's Hour of Power was probably one of the things that people remember most from the weekend. So make sure that you have a constructed hour of power to start your day that will move you ahead in connections, money, gratitude, and mindset. Next, we go to my friend Bedros Koulian. Bedros Koulian for number 10, which is be resilient and relentless. Bedros loves to tell this story about how weed will grow in, out of the cracks in cement. Weeds will grow sideways out of a pole. But the beautiful orchid is fragile and delicate, and if it's off by a degree of temperature, it can die. Now, you don't want to be an orchid in life. You have to be resilient. It goes back to what Tim Grover said about your mind is like a muscle. It grows through pain. Muscles don't grow when they get a massage and are made to feel good. They grow when they are put under stress. And so you must be resilient and relentless if you want to become a super successful entrepreneur like Bedros. He was honestly my favorite presentation because it was like hanging around Bedros for an hour. And even though he and I are great friends and we spend a lot of time with each other, man, we just don't get as much time these days because I'm flying all over the world for my coaching. I'm in Australia right now, hired down here by some high-performing entrepreneurs. And he's growing Fitbody Bootcamp to over 1,000 locations. It's growing faster than ever. And we're both putting out brand new best-selling books. Man, we just don't get enough time together. And so that's why it was my favorite presentation, because it was like just hanging out with B for an hour. Fortunately, after that, we had breakfast the next day with Dan Long and Joel Marion, who we both were interviewed on Joel's podcast, Born to Impact. So you can check that out on iTunes in the business section. And then Bedros and I filmed some epic Empire podcasts. So if you're not watching that, make sure you go and find the Empire podcast show on iTunes or YouTube. Absolutely amazing episodes coming out soon. And follow him on Instagram at Instagram.com/Bedros Koulian, and also follow Joel Marion at Joel Marion on Instagram as well. So now we're up to 11 out of 15. And this is another lesson from me. This one hit people really hard in the heart. And I said, we discount our greatness. And when we discount our greatness, it causes limiting beliefs. So here's what I'm going to teach you. Big lesson right here. You think that all the things you're brilliant at are no big deal. So for example, you might be really good at saving money and managing money, and you think it's no big deal. How can anybody not be good at saving money? You might be an amazing nutrition coach, and you might think, how can anybody not know what to eat to stay lean and healthy? Or you might be a great speaker and wonder, why on earth do people struggle with public speaking? Or you might be like me, focused on clarity and structure and vision, and not understand why people don't know what their future looks like. I mean, I know exactly what my future looks like. Heck, in 5 minutes, I can know what your future looks like. And yet so many people don't have the structure, discipline, willpower, freedom, focus, clarity, and everything they need to be successful in life. And so because I discounted that for so long, it became hard for me to build a coaching business around it. I thought everyone could figure it out on their own. But as I do my workshops, and I'm doing one today, I know that at the end of it, people will say, thank you so much for the clarity, focus, structure. I never could have come up with this on my own. And as I hear that over and over again, I realize I need to stop discounting my greatness because that was giving me limiting beliefs. So write down what you're great at and own it and stop allowing limiting beliefs to enter your life. Number 12, this comes from Tim Grover again, and this was very impactful to a couple of my friends. In fact, it brought one grown man to tears, but there was a lot of people who said, this was so helpful, allowed them to leave a person or a negative experience behind. And Tim Grover said with lesson number 12, he said, close the door on a negative influence and leave it here in this room. Leave it here in this room. Powerful, powerful stuff. Close the door on a negative influence and leave it here in this room. So write something down that's bothering you. Crumple that up. Throw it in the garbage. It's no longer going to bother you. Leave it behind and move on. Same with our limiting beliefs. Step into your greatness. And then finally, the third lesson that goes in this triumvirate of amazing lessons about mindset is lesson number 13 of total 15 lessons is from me again. And I told everyone, hey, listen, you built the walls around yourself. You've been labeling yourself as not good at sales or, you know, always late or you can't lose weight. For a long time, I was labeling myself as an introvert and I put myself in the introvert box. And I built the walls around myself that held me back in life. But if I built those walls, guess what? I'm the one that can knock them down. I built those walls and I'm going to knock them down by changing my mindset, by stop discounting my greatness, by leaving behind negative influences and moving on. So you built the walls, you can knock them down. Stop labeling yourself and think about your greatness. Now, number 14 is that self-discipline was the secret to my success. And that was from Bedros Koulian. Self-discipline was the secret to my success. You see, Bedros, for 18 months, he went to a therapist named Dr. Kevin. And Dr. Kevin changed his life. And I could see him grow self-discipline and strength and resilience through that time. And Bedros, it's not like he didn't know how to market or sell, but he struggled with Fit Body Bootcamp, and it was because he didn't have self-discipline. But he didn't have self-discipline because he didn't have his mind right, and he had to work with Dr. Kevin to overcome his limiting beliefs. And so if you have limiting beliefs, if you have negative influences, yes, these exercises are great, but you must start at the core and the origin and eliminate that. And that's what Bedros did through therapy, is he eliminated the cause, the childhood causes of his limiting beliefs. And then that allowed him to build self-discipline, allowed him to become a better marketer, better leader, grow Fit Body Bootcamp. And that is why he has been going to become a very wealthy and impactful and influential man. It's because of what he's doing, but all because of what he started with Dr. Kevin. And then he was able to build self-discipline. So make sure to read Bedros' book, Man Up. It is absolutely amazing. Go to manup.com. Doesn't matter if you're a woman. I don't care what you think about the title. Stop whining and go and get Man Up at manup.com. It is going to be a life changer for you. You need to develop resilience and become relentless, because self-discipline will be the secret to your success. And then finally, building on that, number 15, lesson number 15 is that you are an operator. You have must have an operator mindset to be successful. I am in Australia. I flew overnight. I landed. I had an amazing day. I went to sleep early. I got up early. I'm going to dominate this workshop today. And I don't care about jet lag. I'm not going to deal with jet lag. I am an operator. You cannot stop me. And that is a mindset I take into everything. It's not about the time in my head. It's about the time on the clock. I don't think about, back in Los Angeles, it's only 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't think that way. It's not how an operator operates. Now, an operator is like, oh, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I land. Great. It's 4 o'clock now in my mind too. I am going to be an operator. And an operator is resilient and relentless. An operator realizes that transformation doesn't happen in isolation. An operator puts their ego aside and gets help, gets coaching. An operator realizes that the mind is a muscle and it grows through pain. An operator never gives up. An operator realizes success is simple, but it's difficult. An operator realizes there is a time when I will say, hey, listen, forget about your opinion. Just watch me. Watch me. An operator has self-discipline. An operator is successful. An operator says no excuses. An operator is relentless. An operator will get it done. So listen, I talked about all of these lessons, and my experts shared all of these lessons at the Perfect Life Retreat, and I'm sorry that you missed out. I'm sorry that you missed out on bonus lesson number 16, which was me doing karaoke for the first time ever in front of 200 people who stuck around for the social part of the evening. There was 400 people at the event for all of our presentations, but in the evening after our roundtables, I did karaoke with a wig on, and I sang Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. I even put it on Instagram because I told everybody you have to jump outside of your comfort zone. That's what an operator does. An operator, and when they're told to jump, they say how high, they do it, they get it done, no excuses. An operator is unstoppable. All right, so listen, I'm sorry you missed it if you did. We are going to have another Perfect Life Retreat next year on November 7th and 8th, 2019, in beautiful, sunny San Diego. I'm already lining up my speakers. It's going to be even better than this year, and we had rave reviews. Our team were operators. We went through every single minute of the event to make sure that no balls were dropped, so that people had all the snacks they wanted, that they had great registration bags, that they had amazing speakers, that there was amazing connections and networking, because I knew that transformation doesn't happen in isolation. I had gone to so many events in my life and just sat at the back and was an introvert and went to my room between the breaks. That didn't move me ahead far enough in life. And now I realize I need to be an operator, and as an operator, I need to help you become an operator. And as I help you become an operator, it's through putting on absolutely world-class events. And so, my friend, I will see you next year, November 7th and 8th, 2019, in sunny San Diego. Go to perfectliferetreat.com. You will also be able to buy the recordings of this It was absolutely amazing. I could have come up with 115 lessons, not just 15 lessons. So thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to share the epic, epic lessons from today's show and from the Perfect Life Retreat. So I will see you there next year. Go to perfectliferetreat.com. Go to iTunes right now. Give me a 5-star review. Leave a comment. Share this with your friends. Don't let anybody miss out. Make sure that everybody has all the author's books. Get Relentless from Tim Grover. Get Man Up from Bedros Koulian. Get Unstoppable from Craig Ballantyne. Get The Perfect Day Formula from Craig Ballantyne. And watch for more books, more retreats, more workshops, more coaching, more amazing greatness coming to you, because I am not limiting my beliefs anymore. I'm going to stop discounting my greatness and go to the next level, because I am an operator. I am unstoppable. I will get it done. No excuses. Now it's over to you, my friend. Go to freeperfectdaybook.com and get your free copy of The Perfect Day Formula. And if you're ready to work with me, if you're ready to stop trying to do a transformation in isolation, and you're ready to get amazing results, to grow your business faster, to find very fast cash in your business. That's my goal, is to get you a 10x ROI within the first month of investing in my programs. So if you want to get fast cash in your business, send me a message at support@earlytorise.com, visit perfectlifeworkshop.com, or send me a message on Instagram at @realcraigballantyne, and I will see you at one of my workshops soon. Notice one of the things about almost all of my speakers, not Tim Grover, but Sharon Srivatsa, Joel Marion, Bedros Koulian, and Shanda Sumpter are all of my clients, and they are all 8-figure earners. And you know what? They're absolutely amazing people. They have great work-life balance, and it's because of the coaching they've done with me. So transformation doesn't happen in isolation. Send me a message, and let's change your life too.